Decade after decade, school students are often categorized by one another into certain groups. Teen comedy movies about school life do it best, like in the movie Mean Girls, where a new student receives advice.
Now, where you sit in the cafeteria is crucial because you got everybody there. You got your freshmen, ROTC guys, preps.
In real life, the PTEC students we met with, who come from rural communities across the region, might be placed in the smart student category. As we sat around a table with them, it started to feel a bit like the characters in the TV series Big Bang Theory.
I haven't found a thing that you cannot apply machining to. It's like electricity. You need it everywhere.
The five students fully support the PTEC program that involves project-based learning, with a focus on industry and manufacturing careers. Here's what their conversation sounded like when we gave them the microphone.
Robert Goodrich.
My name is Hope Smith.
Luke Peterson-Riedesel.
Sarah Rosario, but most of the time people just call me Garth.
Joseph Schwartz. How far away do I hold this? It's been a long time since I've been on Broadway.
Go ahead, try your
opera singing.
Yeah, rapper singing?
No, opera singing.
Sing for us.
Do what I mean.
God bless America. Okay, so, you know, PTEC for me, it's a beautiful program for a couple of reasons. I love PTEC because it brings a whole new world of expectations to both your parents, your peers, your teachers. What PTEC makes me feel like is it feels like Mr. Rusick, Mr. Conti, all the people that are supporting PTEC are essentially supporting my future family. Because think about it like this. If I didn't have this walkway to get right into college, this walkway to get right into my machining business, it'd be a lot harder for me to stand up. And, you know, I'd be like this if I was just at Frewsburg. Right now, I know where I'm going to go.
All right, Hope.
Okay.
What do you think this supports in your future?
So since I want to go into programming and computer designing, this is a very good program because in math, we've already done, like, basic programming, which I very much enjoy. And as soon as I finish this, I can basically go out, get a better degree, and I can go to get my future job, live the life I want, and just love how everything's going.
My question is, now I value everybody's opinion here a lot. We're a group of deep and intimate thinkers, I believe. My question is, I believe that there should be more PTEC academies because that way more kids can get involved. What do you think about that since you've met some other people from the other schools? Like, do you think that we should keep meeting from other schools so we can bring schools together? Or do you think we should have separate PTECs?
You can't really have as many PTECs as you want because the program is kind of limited. You can't have hundreds of people in a class. It just wouldn't work out that way. And PTEC is, the schools have to pay for you to go there, and they don't have millions of dollars to just send as many kids as they want.
Different areas need different needs. That's why ours has the specific of mech tech, CAD, and welding, because that's what we need around this area. You build too many in one area, it's going to collapse in on itself, I believe.
Because students need specialized learning, whether it's for our tech academy or whatever, or whether it's for other things, I still think there should be that school with specialized learning.
PTECs should be made where they're going to thrive. You know, if you have too many in one area, it's not going to work. Just out of too close to each other, they would in a sense choke each other out almost.
PTEC is kind of lighting the fuse to start the fire, so others can start to see, hey, this doesn't seem like a bad career. Maybe I want to pursue this to get others to join the workforce, so that way stuff like that doesn't become extinct.
Bring manufacturing back to America.
Yes.
We are nearing the end of our Cafeteria Chat series as this school year winds down. But soon we will have our final installment featuring students from Star Point High School in Niagara County, where they will discuss the difficult topic of losing a classmate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.